Kieran Thompson, you've marked your occasion of 100 games for Donegal by lifting the cup on the steps of the Hogan Stand. How did that feel?
Aye, listen, it was a privileged moment for me and my family, definitely. So it's unbelievable, like, you know, my 100th appearance there. To get the chance to lift the cup, I know I'm only standing in for Paddy there, who unfortunately was injured, but listen, if I'm asked to do it, I'll do it.
Well, listen, it was a big day for you, and you showed your intent by kicking 4 points in the first half.
Aye, listen, done all right now. I think got into me stride. I found my range there, so I was happy enough, and thankfully they went over.
Yeah, well, listen, what about the game itself? I was getting a bit nervy there in the final quarter, so it was. You were leading before, and you probably should have been further ahead midway through the second half, but then Armagh came back, and it was sort of on the edge for a while there.
It was. Listen, it was a massive. The first half was always just to and fro. Like, we were going down a point ahead, which was, we were happy enough. We had a bit of a slight breeze, and then we went 4 points up. You're thinking we're going to kick off from here, but it just didn't work out for us. You know, we struggled to get our kickouts away, and we missed maybe one or two chances to go five up, and just give them momentum then, you know, when they got a few scores, and they're always going to fight back. But we showed great character there towards the end. Aaron Doherty, Farah, points there, massive points to win it.
Yep. Martin McHugh said it on co-commentary, so he did it. It was a brilliant one, and the reason for it. But you were asked a lot of questions towards the end, and you showed real, real character on it, and that was probably the main thing coming out of it.
Yeah, definitely. That was one of the major things coming out of it, is that we got tested, we were under the cosh, we went a point down, but we fought back, and we got the victory then. We thought it might be going to extra time, but I think it was maybe Aaron Doherty that popped up with a brilliant score, and thankfully we took the cup then.
Yeah, lots of momentum now towards the championship off the back of this as well.
Yeah,
because winning, I suppose, gives you momentum, but it breeds the mentality as you go to probably the biggest game of the year.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, it's going to be a massive step up now for championship, but the league was a really good exercise. We blooded a lot of new players, and now it's a massive 3 weeks to get ready for Derry, which is going to be an unbelievable task. But listen, it's one we'll go into it and we'll be hopeful of.
Yeah, you've been around Donegal camps now a while, given you've got 100 caps under your belt, but there's a real good feel factor in this camp at the minute, so there is.
Yeah, there is, definitely. You know, there's a great mix there. The young bucks are coming in, we must have 7 or 8 maybe under 20s there, and they're bringing huge energy, and it's great to see. And a lot of boys stepping up this year, new blood, new tactics on the management side of things. It's just great to be a part of.
And for the club, New Connell, it's obviously big for them too, because there was quite a few years were on the pitch at the very end there.
Aye, listen, it's always nice to have a good few involved, and we've a good few in the backroom team involved in Neve Connell too. So listen, I owe Neve Connell a massive part of it. Like, they got to me where I am today, so I'm ever grateful to them.
Yep, just finally for me, Kieran, back at Croke Park, the first time in 2 years. It's nice to be back here playing football, nice to be back winning again.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, anytime you get to play in Croke Park, it's a great day out, like, and national title on the line there, and we came away with a victory, so can't complain.
Okay, well done today.
Thank you.